Sometimes we have this habit, we feel that we are not doing the ultimate crime. We are not doing the ultimate wrong. So it's fine. No, respected friends and elders. إِنَّ مِنْ جَزَاءِ السَّيِّئَةِ السَّيِّئَةُ بَعْدَهَا. The punishment Allah gives for committing one wrong is you will follow it up with another wrong. If we justify that sin, we belittle that sin, then after committing that one, it will lead us to another and another and another. And the opposite also applies. وَإِنَّ مِنْ جَزَاءِ الْحَسَنَةِ الْحَسَنَةُ بَعْدَهَا. If you do one good, Allah rewards you by giving you tawfiq to follow it up with another good. Take a step in the right direction, Allah gives you the strength to take the second step in that direction. And if you take the step in the wrong direction, then as a punishment you will be pushed further if you don't regret your sin. If you don't make tawbah and understand what you have done is wrong. So what we consume, respected friends and elders, it starts from the basics. Protect yourself from the onslaught of shaitan by ensuring what we earn is from halal sources. What we buy and consume and eat physically, respected friends and elders, is from halal sources and not from haram. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has mentioned in Quran, أُولَٰئِكَ حِزْبُ الشَّيْطَانِ. There are only two groups. The hizb of Allah, أُولَٰئِكَ حِزْبُ اللَّهِ and أُولَٰئِكَ حِزْبُ الشَّيْطَانِ. The group and the army of Allah. And the second is the army and the group or the team of shaitan. If you are not fulfilling the commands of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, then automatically we are in another team. We are in the team of shaitan. We are in team shaitan, respected friends and elders. Allah only speaks about two groups. Once the sahaba radiallahu anhum was seated, and a fellow sahabi goes past. He was very well built, very fit, mashallah, had a very good body. Sahaba were amazed by his physique. And then they commented, Ya Rasulullah, لو كان هذا في سبيل الله. If only this person was in the path of Allah, meaning he's got such strength, mashallah, and ability, he would be an asset to us if he is used in the path of Allah. The path of Allah is a broad meaning. In that time, they would refer to jihad as the path of Allah. He'll be an asset for us on the battlefield. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam responded to rectify a notion in the minds of sahaba and a notion in our minds. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam shows us that being fi sabilillah, in the path of Allah, or if you want to relabel this in the light of the verse of Quran, being in the group of Allah, the army of Allah, the selected ones of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, then there are many other opportunities Allah has given us. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, in kana kharaja yas'a ala awladihi sigaran fahuwa fi sabilillah. If this man left his home today and is going to the marketplace, he's going to the business place to earn an honest livelihood so that he can feed his young children and support them and bring them up, then he is fi sabilillah. In kana kharaja yas'a ala abawaini shaykhaini kabirain fahuwa fi sabilillah. If he has left his home to go and earn something to support his elderly parents, then he is fi sabilillah. He's already in the path of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. إِنْ كَانَ خَرَجَ يَسْعَى عَلَىٰ نَفْسِهِ يُعِفُّهَا. If he has went out to earn halal livelihood, to support himself with halal and pure livelihood, فَهُوَ فِي سَبِيلِ اللَّهِ, then he is also in the path of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Thereafter, Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam says, وَإِنْ كَانَ خَرَجَ يَسْعَى رِيَاءً وَمُفَاخَرَةً. But if he went out to earn with the sole purpose of showing off his wealth, He wants to be part of that of a particular segment in society. He wants to live a particular level of luxury. He wants to wear a particular brand of clothing and drive a particular model of car to show to others. If he wants to do it to show off, to boast, then فَهُوَ فِي سَبِيلِ الشَّيْطَانِ. This person is in fi sabili shaytan. He's in a path of shaytan. Again, respected friends and elders, only two ways. Either the way of Allah or the way of shaitan. Either in the army, in the group of Allah, or team shaitan. So respected friends and elders, when we leave every morning, if we rectify our intention, we will save ourselves from the effort of shaitan. What is meant by he is fi sabili shaitan? What is meant that he left the house with the wrong intention? He's earning to boast and to show off and to misuse his wealth, so to say. Then he is fi sabili shaitan. That means this person has been influenced by shaitan. He has left himself vulnerable to shaitan. Shaitan has taken control of him. Then for a man like that, to read salat is difficult. For a man like that, who has been influenced by shaitan, to spend additional time in the masjid is difficult. For a man like that, to abstain from sin is difficult, because shaitan has influenced him. Like this, respected friends and elders, there are many other deeds mentioned in the hadith of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. After analyzing these deeds, a person will realize that it all boils down to the basics. Basics of our deen, respected friends and elders, are there for our protection. Our divine protection by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala.